Good morning.
It's 7:32 a.m. on, what is this? This is Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. Ambient temp is 72 degrees. I'm carrying a thermometer this morning. Just because I wanted to know what happens. It feels so much hotter when I'm walking in the sun. And it is hotter walking in the sun. Not too surprising. I talk about it as the broiler, and it's true. Although perhaps not as, at this time of day, not as significant as it might be. But, I held the as I was coming west down West 20th, I held the thermometer so it was in the sun. And it was 3 degrees hotter than when I held it in my shadow as we walked along. And, you know, 3 degrees on 70 is not that much, but, you know, I felt pretty hot on my back. We're walking in the shade right at the moment. This is an area of the walk down in the neighborhoods where the sun hasn't really gotten up in here yet, so I would expect the ambient temperature to be lower. In fact, it's the thermometer's dropping. It's a digital thermometer, so it's reading out in tenths of a degree. It's like, that's not exactly. I'm not exactly sure how significant that tenth of a degree is, to be frank, but is it going to go below 69? Maybe. No, 70. 70 even. Interesting. Okay. Morning.
Morning.
Gonna be a hot one, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the 90s again today, which is good because at least it's not 100. Was mid-90s yesterday, it's gonna be mid-90s again today according to the forecast, so starting out at 70 degrees instead of 60, that doesn't bode well. I think it's because we had a pretty significant amount of cloud cover overnight, which reduced radiation heating, radiation cooling. And now the clouds are burning off. So yesterday was a pretty productive day, even though I actually did not get any writing done. I also didn't spend the day with Shepard in Mass Effect. Which isn't to say I didn't spend any time with Shepard in Mass Effect yesterday, but I did spend the day. In fact, I didn't do any Shepard until late afternoon. And then again, just a little bit after dinner. Mostly I read and worked on trying to figure out priorities and what I needed to do next. And I want to do more. The problem is I want to do more than one thing, and I think that might be a mistake in thinking. Because I'm out of practice in terms of juggling. 7:37. Yeah, I'll be back before 8 o'clock. Okay. So, I really want to get back into the cat. I haven't made very much progress in the cat, but I want to get back into the cat so I don't lose it entirely. I also want to start parsing out the Ishmael Wong books out of the file that never ends. I've certainly got enough distance from it at this point to go back and read it with a little more depth, a little more distance. And I suspect I could probably pick out where the breakpoints are. I know there's at least one. I'm counting on there being two. And I think I may need to adjust some things. Because if I remember correctly, the middle piece is really long. And the two end pieces are really short. And I suspect that if I do a little bit of adjustment, I can make the story flow better. I can make the story more engaging by moving some of the later pieces, some of the middle pieces, to either end to give it a little more balance. But this is, you know, weeks after I finished it, thinking about it. Also, today's the 13th. I've got to get my newsletter put together. The big thing I want to think about is, well, actually, not something I need to think about, because the answer is really clear. Doing a lot of this morning. My nose is also running off my face. It started as soon as I walked out the door, so I'm pretty sure it's allergies or something. I've never been bothered by allergies before, but... I also don't spend much time outdoors during allergy season. Any other season. If I'm going to be honest about it, any other season. I've never been... Well, I won't say never, because I used to be kind of an outdoors person. But then I turned 12. About the time that I realized outdoors was, for the most part, hot and dirty, filled with bugs. I do miss camping a little bit. Camping was fun, even though it was hot and dirty and covered with bugs. But camping here is a whole different kettle of fish. Good morning. No one's ever had that conversation. Now, I'm not a backcountry guy. I don't want to pack a whole bunch of shit into the backcountry. I'm old, I'm lazy. Good morning. She didn't want to say hi to me earlier either. At least she nodded. I don't blame her. Old bearded dude, shambling along. Wearing wires on his hat. Because she can't see the tinfoil lining in it, so that's probably not a factor. Anyway, I spent a certain amount of time reading yesterday. And sorted through some of the things that I wanted to get rid of. I moved the salt, the book I'm writing with my daughter. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. I moved salt on my desk back onto hers. I thought I'd sent it to her already. She claims I did not, but I sent it to her again. I have a bill I need to pay. I didn't get the check written, but I did get the money moved to the right account, so I can pay it. I try not to leave substantial sums lying around where they might be exposed, so occasionally that means I need to move funds from a protected account to one that's less protected. I need to get to the bank. I also need to get groceries today. I forgot about that. Oh, there's a little breeze and shade feels lovely. So, you know, today is going to be yesterday was also Monday, which means I have a Monday obligation. I have to do a writing prompt for the week to give people in the ConvertKit community something to check in with. One thing I've noticed, we used to have them daily. We used to do daily prompts. And while the daily prompts weren't always well represented, there were at least two or three people who would almost always reply to them, so that every day there'd be a little bit of activity on the group, in the forum, in the community. So every day there, it wouldn't be very much, but there'd be a trickle. And doing it on a weekly basis, it's doesn't actually trickle in. First day or two there might be some activity, but then it sort of tapers off. There we go. Guy's garden is looking good. Rabbit fences seem to be doing their thing. Oh, okay, what am I reading? I'm reading the next book in the 13 Orphans, Jane Lindskold. I'm really quite taken with this universe that she's got. I'm reading the ebooks. They're the ones that are self-published. For some reason, her paperbacks are published by a trad pub. As nearly as I can tell, these books are published by her. So I'll read these. I'm not quite sure how she managed that. I think it's probably because these are much older books. The initial publication date is like 2007. So she might have been able to wrangle the ebook rights or convince the publisher that they did not have the ebook rights, and she started publishing them herself, which is good. Gang's out here. Morning. Four women, two babies, three dogs, one stroller. It's quite a parade. Somebody commented on yesterday's photo, yesterday's digital, about how everything looked green. And in the picture it does. But I'm walking along, and from the sidewalk, except for some hardy weeds, from the sidewalk out about, I want to say 10 feet, all the grasses have gone to seed. They're all yellow. There are some larger patches that go in further, but for the most part, they're all yellow. A lot of thistle in there too. Look at all that, oh my gosh, look at all that thistle. The tree guys left the property looking quite a lot denuded. In large part because without all of the sports growing up, it is pretty naked. We're going to have to do something about that to keep weeds out, but not today. Today we got to work on, some writing work. I got to move two of these projects along. But for the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.